It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, folks, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and Alex Geary here. So I love basketball, Alex, but I also hate it. And what I hate about basketball, there's so much running. Like there's a part of basketball that's just a waste, right? It's like we're going to run down to the other end of the court. And, like, they should play, like, half-court basketball.
You know what? Just don't even do that. Do like a third of a court. You don't even want just that gap between the half court line and the 3-point line. Just everything starts at the 3-point line. Everybody goes, do what you do in the front yard with everybody. You go, take it back 6.5 feet, and then you can start dribbling again. So I'm with you, Scott.
Do you know how they used to do women's basketball, Alex?
I don't. I'm not familiar with this piece of trivia.
This very way. So they would have. The teams never got to go past half court. So they played 5-on-5 on one end and 5-on-5 on the other end, and you had to pass it to the other end. They actually never ran. And there's something to that.
They felt
like it wasn't ladylike to run like that.
And we talk about this
all
the time.
I think it's not manlike. I don't want
to
run.
It's not human. It's not human for us to have to run up and down a basketball court. Here's why I love it, because like the idea of cutting down on it is, if there's an idea that gets it to where I will enjoy watching something more, or it makes it more entertaining or whatever, I'm all for it. And that is kind of what is sparking this next discussion here, by the way, which is remember last year they did this interesting thing for the playoffs for the NBA, which was they had almost a play-in game. They had these guys, they didn't know what to do. And so when they got to the bubble, they were like, well, we can't invite every team to come. So there are a bunch of teams that, like, we're just not even going to mess with at all. But we were going to invite these other teams to have kind of a shortened version of what we're doing here. And we're going to have those guys basically play in to the next part, which is going to be the playoffs. And Mark Cuban is not a fan of how this thing is going to go now, because he says it's not fair to have to do this, especially in a year like this, when you have a 72-game schedule instead of the 82 games, and teams are trying to get it. Basically, he's complaining about this because those 7, 8, and 9 teams that would be on the edge, that would basically have a playoff against one another to be able to get in, and you could still play yourself in at that 9 spot and get yourself into the playoffs. He doesn't like it, and he says it's just more stress on these guys who are already playing a shortened season, and you don't need to have it. He says instead he's all for seeding all of the teams and then just going from having a full playoff, basically. Not a totally full playoff, but
so not the East and West, but an actual, like, just whole NBA and whoever the best team is.
I don't know if that was the case, but I think he was just saying that they would seed it from 1 to 20. And I think you would have to figure out, because right now as it is, 16 teams get into the playoffs, right? And if you did 1 through 20 and you just – it didn't matter about what the – it didn't matter, you know, if your team's record was any good, you know, at the back end of the season. If they were a bad team, they weren't going to get in. The worst teams aren't going to get in. But if you're playing decent and you kind of earn your way in to be that 10th team, and if it's the Eastern Conference, Western Conference, whatever, we know that the Eastern Conference has a bunch of teams where it falls off big time or in some other seasons. But I'm all for making it, whatever the decision is, make it more entertaining for me, the consumer. Whatever you're going to do, make it to where I want to watch, I want to tune in, just like the – we don't have to make everything the NCAA tournament and just seed everyone and have a massive tournament, but – I am for making it a little bit more interesting and for making it, you know, a bigger deal to make games shorten the season even more. Let's go for it.
If you're going to make it interesting, then what you need to do is you need to not have these super teams, not have these bot teams, because I think that kills the interest. And I think there's a real, palate and desire for all of these fans of the NBA to see more games. I mean, we like more interest at the end of the year. We don't like, you're not there, so it's kind of over for you. And to give kind of some of these teams a last second chance to get into the playoffs or find their way, more teams are in it or close than in the past. It makes the whole interest of the league so much better. But you really have to start at the top too, where you have these super teams, I think, could just be so detrimental to the league, and I think they are. And I think a lot of people don't really like it. And quite frankly, it's one of the reasons that, as great as LeBron James is to me, and he's an amazing talent, he's so good, but I just hate the fact that he's just gone around from city to city and team to team and just bought his championship. It feels dirty to me. It feels tainted. It doesn't feel real or right. And so I just don't like it. But I love the idea of being able to have more teams playing in the playoffs.
So the real problem with this is that Mark Cuban voted in favor of this with the unanimous group of the NBA's Board of Governors before the season started.
You know what he's doing, don't you?
He's mad because they're in seventh place.
No, he's running for president in 2024, so he's just learning
politicking.
I voted one week, one way, and now
change his mind?
I'm flip-flopping.
Right.
I'm learning the flip-flop techniques so when I get into politics. That's all this is.
In the end, like I said, they're in seventh place. This would affect them. And so they look at it and go, this has been – it's been a difficult 20 months for everybody, you know, in terms
of – Don't you feel like the Dallas Mavericks, though, are better than seventh? Don't you feel like they're a better team or no?
Certainly, I think after the loss that the Jazz had last week at Dallas, I think that a lot of times you can look – I mean, they have Luka Doncic, too, who's kind of the
he's a star.
He's the superstar of the league in waiting. And he certainly is a really, really, really good player. But that being said, you are what your record is, and the Mavericks have struggled big time, this season in certain stretches. So I think the teams like that, where they go, I don't want to have this play-in thing. Well, why? Well, because we didn't play well enough during the regular season. I want to be able to just kind of make it my way and kind of do my own thing. The reality is that in the NBA, if you don't make the playoffs in the format that they have set up, they're basically asking at least half of the league to be a part of this thing. So if you're asking for even more to be a part of that and to have them play in from there, and your excuse is, well, it's a 72-game season. 72 games is not an insignificant number. Last year was a pretty low number that we had to kind of go off of where these teams were before they started things up in Orlando. So we kind of are guessing at this thing. I think that 72 games, people don't look at that and go, well, I don't know exactly what's going on. The only problem I have with the 72-game schedule is that a lot of those misses or a lot of these games that they miss are in conference. Like, so you're actually not – the Jazz are playing fewer games. Most of that is being hit in the conference. And so I wanted – like, you would get another game against OKC. You would get another game against – which you don't necessarily need. By the way, can I just say something by way of announcement?
Speaking of numbers, I think I know what you're going
to
say.
The Jazz are down 24-12 against the low, low, lowly Thunder. and I know that they're missing most of their backcourt for this one, and George Niang's making his first start or second start in his NBA history. Fine. I haven't heard of half of these Thunder players, and neither have they. And so I get bugged by, I don't know what the play is. You try to keep these guys healthy and get them ready for this weekend versus right now. I mean, taking two losses, if they end up losing this game to the dang Thunder after losing last night to the dang Wizards, I mean, those are two losses on your schedule that you go, boy, wouldn't it have been nice to get those two wins back toward the end of the season if you're in a little battle for the first or second seed in the West? I'm just saying, this is annoying to watch.
You know, it'll be interesting to me going into the playoffs is how much, because the bubble was a factor a year ago. Shooting was up. A lot of things were up where there were no distractions. How many fans are going to be in the stands, and how much of an impact is that home court advantage going to be? I'm fascinated to see how that plays out in the playoffs.
Scott, I didn't run this past you, but I ran this past him as he ran past the studio. Dave McCann is going to join us. He feels like we've had too many discussions about Zach Wilson without him there. Well, I'm just saying.
I'll get Dave McCann's look, take on it.
He wants to. We're going to talk about Zach Wilson. We're going to talk about particularly the knock that people have been giving him recently about the schedule that he played last year. We'll talk about that. I'm sure he's interested to see what you're going to say, too. So stay with us. Dave McCann from KSL 5 Television is going to join us next on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.